USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday declined to hear a challenge to a federal ban on devices called bump stocks that enable semi-automatic weapons to fire like automatic weapons. President Trump's administration made them illegal under the National Firearms Act of 1934. Trump's bump stock law went into effect in 2019. The death toll from Hurricane Ian climbed past 80 on Sunday as embattled residents in Florida and the Carolinas faced a recovery expected to cost tens of billions of dollars and will take years to fix all the damage. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell on Fox News.
I talked to the governor Friday before landfall to hear what his concerns were going to be, and then we started to pre-position resources to make sure that we were going to have what we needed in place. The biggest thing that we knew and what the governor's concern was being able to take care of the people that were going to be in the way of the storm's path, and so we pre-positioned the largest amount of search and rescue assets that I think we've ever put in place before.
Three people died late Saturday when a single-engine plane crashed into a house in Hermantown, Minnesota, minutes after it took off from the Duluth International Airport. Authorities identified victims as passengers Alyssa Schmidt of St. Paul, her brother Matthew Schmidt of Burnsville, and the pilot Tyler Fretland of Burnsville. Two people inside the home were uninjured. A U.S. Navy sailor was found not guilty on Friday of starting a fire that destroyed an amphibious ship in San Diego in 2020. Seaman recruit Ryan Mays was acquitted of charges of arson and the willful hazarding of a ship. More than 2,500 U.S. and Philippine Marines joined combat exercises Monday to be able to respond to any sudden crisis in the region. The annual military drills are some of the largest so far between the longtime allies. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Cable television socialite Kim Kardashian is in legal trouble with the Securities and Exchange Commission. She's agreed to pay $1.26 million to settle regulatory allegations that she failed to disclose money she was paid for promoting cryptocurrency. The SEC complaint says Ms. Kardashian should have revealed that she was being paid when she promoted Ethereum Max, those are crypto coins, on her Instagram account. A single post netted her $250,000. Former Deputy National Security Advisor KT McFarland on Newsmax said the way to stop Putin and his rage against Ukraine is for the United States to end President Biden's war on fossil fuels and allow the United States to help her allies that are desperate and in need for energy. Ms. McFarland's comments on Putin's struggles at home.
So he's got to show some progress to do this. I think he also finally, he understands that he can't stay in power, nor can he probably even stay alive if he has to go home, retreat in shame and in defeat. So he's doubling down to try to make it work. I don't know that it's going to work for him. I hope it doesn't work for him.
Eric Hirschman, a top White House lawyer to President Trump, confirmed he is now lead counsel to NFL legend Brett Favre, who is in trouble for a welfare funds diversion involving him and the governor for a volleyball stadium at University of Southern Mississippi. It should be noted Favre has not been charged with any crime and claims he did not know where the governor got the $5 million from. USA Radio News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.